Alrighty then.
Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we know you're ready for degeneracy and more being a dick. Not as many hits on BitChute with the last video, but it wasn't that much on the erotic side. There was a lot of, you know, talking and looking around and stuff, so I didn't see. But you guys really liked the last one. That one bumped up a little bit. I got some more subscribers there, too. And MGTOW.TV, 220, good. Glad to see you guys enjoying the content, and we're going to continue to bring it to you, so be on the lookout for that. Alright, so let's get started. Crap, one missed call. It's Maya. Hey, I got back here as fast as I could. Where's Josie? She just left to meet up with her dad. You didn't go with her? I don't think I can help her, and someone had to wait for you. Of course we can help her. Come with me. She wanted our help. Do you know her dad well? Pete? I wouldn't say well. I used to visit her before my dad found out about us. I met Tommy and his mom, Monica, a few times back then, too. But none of them knew about us. I mean, about our relationship. As far as they were concerned, we were just friends. And given how it worked out for me and both my parents, Josie didn't plan on telling either of hers. I get it. Do you think he drove here to pull her away from this? I honestly don't know. She loves him. I never heard him speak anything bad about him. Look, there they are. I've been worried sick, sweetie. You can't do this to me and Monica. Like Monica cares. I've only seen her care about Tommy. Please don't say that. Monica loves you. And she sure shows that by being here right now. She's been looking for you. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have even known that you were here. What? Then how did you find out? She contacted your brother. Stop calling him my brother. And he told on me? What did you expect, sweetie? You didn't answer my texts or calls. This is a stupid fight blown out of proportion. And it couldn't have happened at a worse time. Believe me, if I had known that you got accepted to B&R, I wouldn't have been this harsh with you. I would have called this fight off and been with you on this journey. I've dreamt of seeing my baby girl going here. And hold on a second. Oh, yep, we're going. B&R, walking in her daddy's footsteps. To think that I missed your first day here. It pains me. Dad, can we pretend that this right now is me dropping you off? Can we pretend that this moment right here is me waving off my beloved daughter, wishing her all the best of luck? We can do that. I love you, sweetie. Haha, I love you, Dad. So he's not the bear that she made him out to be. Ha ha ha! Yeah.
Alright.
Maya. I brought you some more of your belongings. Well, I imagine you didn't...
He looks creepy in that one.
Maybe a little bit.
He looks suspicious.
Yeah. I imagine you didn't bring everything you wanted. Yeah, I left quite a lot. I put a letter in there. A letter? For what? Just some personal thoughts. You want me to read it now? No, please. I'd be embarrassed. Save it for a private moment. Okay, I will. And I'm transferring the funds for your tuition on Monday. Do you have enough to get through the weekend? Yeah, I've been using my savings from the summer. Of course, you make me so proud. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Dressed up beautifully like that, I'm sure you have someplace else to be tonight. Don't worry, this was worth it. Goodbye, sweetie, good luck. He's a good guy. Love you, Dad. I love you too. And raising a daughter is hard as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Grim, you came. But not like that. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. It looks like it went better than you expected. Yeah, I don't know what I was worried about. I was overthinking it all. I'm so happy right now. I kind of feel silly asking you to come here. Don't feel that way. You didn't know. I'm gonna go back to my dorm and drop my bags off.
Follower? Yeah, follower. Why not?
I can carry it for you. Thanks, but it's not that heavy. I don't mind. Everything seems to be falling into place for you. College, your dad, the tuition, Maya. Yeah. How are you feeling about that today? Not much different from yesterday, really. I'm gonna try to move on. It's what I should have done from the start. But it's tough when you have a crush on someone. It doesn't seem tough. You seem to be taking it all so well. Why is that? Taking what well? You said you wanted more, right? You know, from us. And we said we couldn't do it. I find it a bit strange that you let it go so easily. What did you want me to do? To cry in front of you? To beg you to change your mind? We three had a long and honest talk. All of our cards were on the table. There were no lies. So when you told me that you didn't want to be with me, I did what Derek told me. I chose to be happy. Are you sure you're happy? It's not a facade? Wait, where's this coming from? Where's what coming from? The doubt. Where was this yesterday? There's no doubt. I can hear it in your voice. We should go back to the party. It's complicated. Tell me, what is? This! All of this! I love Maya. Taking it out with her made me, or talking it out with her made it feel all better. But you know I've had a crush on you too. How do you make something like that work? How can you feel loving feelings for two people at the same time? How can you tell someone you love while looking at their eyes that you maybe wanted to try to be with someone else for a while? You didn't say any of that last night. Couldn't you tell that I was scared? Didn't you see that in my eyes? Scared of what? Scared of losing both of you. And it was like I didn't have a choice in it. It was like it was your and Maya's choice. Maya, she got feelings for you? A boy? Like, holy fuck. That has to be something real because I've never seen that with her. Put yourself in my shoes. What would you have done? I felt like I would lose both of you and be all alone. So you chose her just to have someone instead of being honest with yourself? She felt so unsure, so I didn't dare tell her. I told you it was complicated. But if you chose to be happy, I can do it too. I will be happy with her. Sniffles. But I think it would be... I think I would have been happy with you too.
Sniffles.
Way to ruin the moment. Can we just go back to the party? Yeah.
Yep.
It's like the damn Monopoly,
do
man.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Dude, I got what we came for. We should leave. Huh? You got the hots to leave with us? No, I know why they didn't come to us, and there's no way I can change their minds. That sounds like a challenge. Uh-oh. No, it's not a challenge. I talked to Sage about it. The hots are hired to be here tonight. They won't leave with us. They need the money they earn from being here. So, you're saying that they can't leave on their own? Exactly. What if the party ended early? Oh, God. Was that a pun with your made-up name? Perhaps. What do you mean, early? Give me a lighter. I don't have one. And what the fuck do you need a lighter for? I just need to find a lighter. You're not setting this place on fire, are you? Only a little bit. Shit. No, not a little bit. Hey, Lord Earl, tell me that joke you told Lucas. He's been raving about it. Well, color me charmed. Say, Gordon, what's the similarity between a dollar bill and a penny? I don't know. What? I won't give either to a homeless person. Ha 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 ha. Yeah.
That's funny.
Ha ha ha. Whispers, I fucking hate Earl Teabag. Whispers, shut up, it's working. Oh, Gordon, my dear, would you happen to know where to find a device that spits fire from one end? And I'm not talking about my ass after Taco Tuesdays. Ah, swing and a miss, that one. Do you mean a lighter? Precisely. there's probably one in the kitchen. Do you want me to escort you? An escort joke or a kitchen joke? Think, think. An escort. Does the blowjob cost extra? Oh, he blew it. What? Fuck! No, I shan't be needing an escort. I'll make haste to the kitchen. What are you gonna do with that lighter? I'm gonna start the sprinkler system. That's not a bad idea. Okay. See, I'm on fire today. Pun intended. Found it. You're doing it now? Not yet. I'm starving. The hors d'oeuvres they serve me taste like shit. Who even eats goat cheese? As if milking the small hairy nipples of a goat wasn't sick enough. Let me check if there's something good in here to eat. Did you talk to Maya today? Not a lot. Why? Alright, I assume she would mention that I talked to her and Josie last night. At the party? Yeah. Way to go, ass man. You did the right thing. Is it just a fucking piece of chicken you found in there?
Look like it.
Everything cool between you or a turkey leg or something? It's weird. But I think so. Kinda. I think we're friends. Great. You know, as in friends only. As in no more fooling around with either of them? Yeah, I think so. It's pretty clear they love each other. They didn't want to risk what they have for me. What? Nothing. Are you sure? I thought you'd be sadder than this. I thought I would be too. So why aren't you? Maybe because I have other things going for me? Ah, you're into someone else. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, he just fucked Sage and Quinn and... He hasn't fucked... He hasn't fucked Julie yet.
Yeah.
And all feelings for my sis and Josie, they're gone just like that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I want to go on this path. I want to continue on this path. There are more women out there. I'll be fine. Looks like I taught you something after all. And you're absolutely right. College has just started. And you're a single guy. I'm happy I told you about it. Thanks for being honest. You rock. Ass man, catch. Is he fucking throwing a fish? What the fuck? Keep it on you. I need it for later. Why?
I know when I hang on to a fish.
What do you need a fish for? You'll see. Don't lose it. Want to go burn this place down now? Hold on. I found something. What? Go get our clothes and get out of here before it starts. Sage? You're still here? Yeah, you should leave right now. I thought we talked about this. We can't just leave. Trust me, in a minute, everyone will be leaving. If you come with me now, you won't have to get wet. Did you say wet? Do you trust me? What about the others? There's no time. Run! Uh-oh. Police department.
Police department? Where?
Yeah, they're talking to the police. Alright, maybe that's the hired security.
They have a security guard.
I saw the police department on the badge.
Oh, it might be. Police they had there.
Oh, man. Fire! Vacate the premises! Guys, something's happening. Get up on the wall. You should see this. Wow, you weren't joking. You guys are fucking crazy. It's Hell Week, after all. Ha ha! My clothes are fucking soaked. Worst party ever. Go ahead, leave with your friends. You're staying? I can't leave without Derek. They're all leaving? Can you blame them? This suit is dry cleaning only. Do you have any idea how much money it cost my dad? Who did this? Ha ha ha! They fucking did it! I'm calling it. Those two are the best maggots the dicks have ever seen. You! Why are you within our gates? How many times have I told you that you're not invited here?
Mock 'em.
That wet look suits you. Get off my property, you filthy and disgusting loser. Punch him!
Punch him. That was a good replay.
Damn!
Replay one more.
Okay.
That
was good. Funny. Look at his eyes. He'll roll it back in his hand. Ouch! You hit me, and that was a major dick choice, by the way. Our dick score went way up when we did that. I'm bleeding. Somebody get me a handkerchief. Ass man, run! Dance for me, you bitches! Dance! Ha ha ha! Help me throw some eggs. Let's finish Hell Week together. Security! Go, go, go! Fucking awesome, ass man. Ha ha, hey, I got your clothes. What about the fish? Oh yeah, why do you need it? Hold it for the camera. Cheese. Haha, I bet you're starting to smell from it. Yeah, a bit. Good, that's what you get for diddling my sister. Seriously, what a shitty prank. Wow, I can't believe that you did that. We got them out of there for sure. But they won't come and party with us tonight. The preps won't be partying with them either. Did you talk to Quinn? No, I couldn't find her, but I talked to Sage. And? The Hots were paid for being there, and I need that money for the sorority. Are you fucking kidding me? This was all about money? Seems so. Quinn was supposed to tell you about it, but she never did. No shit? They couldn't leave the party after making a deal with the preps. And that's when we came up with the idea of forcing everyone to leave. That way they wouldn't break the deal. That was a smart move. You really ruined their night. For what? It doesn't undo what the Hots did. They chose money over us. They didn't even care enough to tell us. For what it's worth, Sage told me the Hots had loved to party with the dicks. They just need money to afford the new pledges. They could have talked to us about it. We could have chipped in. I didn't know they needed money that bad. Don't you guys think it's weird that they went around our backs like this? I figured they'd trust us enough to tell us about it. Yeah, I don't buy this. There's something more to it. Why did you egg them? You were already in. With that, we completed the board. We had to. Remember, that's the only one they didn't do.
Yeah.
Hell Week already ended, though. We're still maggots until we get the jackets. We'll get you those jackets right now. Both of you earned them. What the fuck? What? Hey, the windows are broken. What happened? Are you fucking kidding me? Dildos. Alphas. They fucking trashed everything. My room is flipped upside down. I'll fucking kill them! Tommy, stop and think. Don't do anything you'll regret. This place is ruined. They took this way too far. This room was already trashed, but they still managed to make it worse. Dude, they even ruined my sweet janitor's closet. I've never been in here before. I was here once during the competition party. It was so clean. I wish you could have seen it. Every room. They went through every single room. Hey, call the cops. That's a bad idea. Look what we did tonight. We ruined their house. Read the writing on the wall. It's karma being a bitch. But still, they can't get away with this. You got insurance, right? I don't know. My dad takes care of all that. He had to pay out of his pocket for the windows last week. Call the cops, Rusty. Stop telling me what to do, Grim. I'll call my dad first. You two should leave. The party's over. We can stay and help. Leave. Let me handle this. This night didn't go as expected. Is this our fault? What part? All of it, dude. Look at what we did tonight. Then look at what happened. Would it have been fine if we didn't get revenge? No clue, but the Alphas are jocks. You've been around bullies, right? Yeah, I have. I'm not sure if we're much better than them at this point. Is this what our college experience would be like? Just pranks and fights? It doesn't have to stay like this. I'm sure things will be different after Hell Week. Really? How do you know that? I don't know. It's a feeling. What about Monday? You feel good about that too? What do you mean? The whole deal with Rooster and the picture of Kathy. I try to stay positive when I can't do anything else about it. It's out of my hands. What am I gonna do? Talk to Kathy? She barely tolerates me. Talk to Kathy. I could talk to Kathy. I'm not on her bad side. Or you stay out of it like me and wait and see what happens. I want to help, dude. I can't sit and watch while all this slips away. You and I work too hard for that to happen. And I know where she is tonight. You do? Where? She's with Isabella and Jill talking about it. Isabella and Jill? They like you, right? I'm not too sure about Isabella, but I know Jill likes me. What would you even say? I'd show sympathy, maybe, and tell her that we had nothing to do with this. We don't know that. Do you think we did? I'm not saying that we did, but I don't know. That's why I'm staying out of it. All I know is that someone did it, and it wasn't me. What would it even... What if it would help? Even if it's a teeny tiny help. You wouldn't do that for them? I'm gonna let you in on a secret, ass man. I usually make things worse. I'm doing it. The night's still young. Door knock. Grim, what are you doing here? I came because of Kathy. You came because of Kathy? Yeah, I came because of Kathy. I want to talk to her. I think I can help. Come inside. Be nice when you talk to her. She's in a rough spot. Confident. When am I not nice? We don't know what to make of it all. Thankfully, no one has reposted that picture of her. It's a bit naive, but we're hoping that no one saved it and that it won't resurface. Yeah, knock on wood. What? Are you coming? Yeah, so, what have you been up to tonight? We're trying to make her relax and talk about it, just to encourage her. How's it going? At first she was upset, but it settled down a bit, most likely due to the wine. She's had quite a few glasses to drink, but I'm second guessing if alcohol was the best idea. Grim? Grim, I... Hi. Hey, Jill. Hi, I'm surprised to see you. Kathy, cool if I join you? This is... Maybe I should leave? Please don't. I know what happened. Of course you do. Is it starting already? You're probably sick of talking about it by now. I wanted to see if I could help you somehow. Help me? How could you possibly help me? I've pledged to Dix and I'm with them now. Last night I was at the party when that picture got posted. Oh great, there was even a party for it. No, I know that the damage is already done, but listen to me. Someone stole the Dix laptop and posted that picture using their account. Rusty was panicking when he saw that post. Believe me, he was horrified. It wasn't him who did this. He found that laptop and deleted the post as fast as he could. As I said, it was a party. A big party. Anyone there could have done it. You're not allowed to have parties on campus grounds. Right, crap. And this isn't about who's to blame, Grim. That's the furthest thing from my mind right now. Tell me, what do they say about this? The Dix? Everyone. Are they laughing at me? Are they making fun of me? No, the Dix are scared. Scared? Yeah, they aren't laughing about it. Not at all. They're scared that she'll suspend the fraternity on Monday. Rusty is scared that he'll lose his position as a president after this. And I'm scared I won't have a place to stay if the fraternity is suspended. And that's it? No other comments? How honest do you want me to be? Spare me no details. Kathy, are you sure? Everything they say about this behind my back is better to hear in this environment. I want to know what I can expect when I go back there on Monday. Okay, from what I heard and saw on Rooster, students found that picture hot. Hot? I mean, it didn't show much. Sure, you were naked in it, but I couldn't see the good stuff. Grim, it's not a bad thing. Okay, that's enough. No, it's fine. Were those the only comments that I look hot and that they're scared of me? That's what I've heard. The only thing they talked about today was how they are scared of the consequences. And that's why they sent you here to try and smooth things over, is that it? Not at all. I came here by my own will. Derek's the only one who knows I'm here right now. Ah, Derek, say what you want about his manners, but he's a smart boy. Yeah. Thank you, Grim. That makes me feel better. Kathy, I don't want to put a damper on your mood, but are you really feeling better? I've been going over this many times in my head since yesterday, and in every single scenario, I painted the picture where they were making fun of me. It never crossed my mind that they were scared of me. That would make this so much easier. I'm happy it helped. You did help me. Thank you. They're looking at each other. I think I'm ready to go home now. You're welcome to stay the night if you want. Thank you, but I don't need to. Are you sure? We're here for you. I'm feeling very confident about returning to work on Monday. I would offer you a ride home, but I've drank too much tonight. Let me call you a cab.
Offered to drive?
Hey, I'm sober enough to drive. How about it? If you promise to return my car in one piece. That's why you have insurance. Okay, Smarty Pants, the keys are in the bowl by the door. It's been a while since I drove. You do have a license, don't you? Yeah, of course, but I don't have a car to practice with. My dad only drives his work van and can't use it in private, so I haven't had the chance to drive a lot. I'm glad it's an automatic. I have no clue how to make this work if I had to drive a stick. Where am I taking you? It's not far. Follow the signs to the hospital. Do you live near the hospital? Yes, close by it. That's convenient. Luckily, I'm not a frequent visitor. You're feeling better about all this now, right? I am. I didn't dare to say it in front of the girls, but hearing the students think I'm attractive isn't a bad thing. I was concerned they'd make fun of my body. Ghosts of the past coming back to haunt me. Oh yeah, I remember you saying that you were bullied in the past. That leaves scars. It sure does, but like a scar causes your skin to get tougher, mental scars can have the same effect if you let them. I believe that. That's an interesting thought. You haven't asked what I would do on Monday. I know, it was partly why I decided to come tonight. To see if I could help my friends, but after talking to you about it, I realized that it was selfish. For what it's worth, I'm sorry it happened. I won't go easy on him. I'm not asking you to. I said what I wanted to say and you listened. It's your call now. You have the power. For me, I just hope I have a fraternity to return to on Monday. I'm guessing you'll be staying off the internet for a while. How do you mean? The picture of you being on the internet really affected you, right? I'm thinking that there might be other pictures out there that you'll remove after this. I wasn't sure if you'd bring it up or not. Did you know all this time it was me? Yeah, I'm saying this as a, I don't know, a heads up? I get your point. I didn't tell anyone about it, and I won't tell anyone about it either. I appreciate that. What you're saying is that you want to end it, am I right?
No, I want to continue.
No, not at all. I'm saying that you should be more careful. It didn't take me long to figure out that it was you in those pictures. Duly noted. I'll update my profile later. I'm just saying, if you blur the head, you'll be fine. You knew it was me all along, but still chatted the way we did. You knew it was me too. Ah, this is so stupid. This could get me into so much trouble. You don't have to worry about that with me. It's what you wanted, right? Someone younger to play with? You know what I wanted. It's a big difference being open with it face to face and writing it anonymously on the internet. It doesn't matter now. We're on the same page. It's quite liberating, to say the least. But doing it with a student, it's so taboo. It's more common than you think. I heard that even teachers have those fantasies about their students. I probably don't have to tell you that students fantasize about it all the time. Only that when you hear about this kind of relationship, it's always a scandal on the news. Yeah, those are the ones you hear of. But what about the other ones? Which ones? I'm sure there are secret ones that don't end up on the news. You don't hear about them because they're kept secret. You're quite clever with your words. Oh, I'm driving. Do you object? No. This is hot. Take a right, next exit. It's a detour, but it's all nature and almost no traffic. I'm taking off my coat. Would you mind increasing the heat? Yeah, no problem. That's more comfortable. Don't miss that exit now. Okay, this is perfect. May I check if you were lying with the picture you sent? Why do you think I was lying? I had a feeling that you were. It was much bigger than a standard penis. Okay, you weren't lying. Do you remember how we left off? Yeah, I started telling you what I wanted, and by the end of it, you had full control. Yes, that turned me on. Let's pick it up from there. Focus on your driving. It's tough. I'll slow down a bit. You know, I could park the car somewhere. No, this has more adrenaline to it. I want that rush. Tell me, do you ever fantasize about me in class? Yeah, sometimes. I've noticed how you've been wearing sexier clothing lately. I like that a lot. Uh-huh. And that picture I saw on your phone? What was it about? That was just Derek taking a picture of your ass. Let's not talk about him. What clothing do you prefer? Clothes that show off my tits or my ass?
I like both, but they didn't have that option. Ass?
Well, it's called Ass Man. Let's go with ass. Definitely your ass. Oh, you like asses. Interesting. Shut up, Derek. I can hear you say it. Oh, there we go. Now you're completely hard. I have a trick that I picked up on the internet. If you pull the skin way back like this, any hand job or blow job will feel so much better. Yeah, that's not a lie. That feels great. Massaging the tip like this will make it intense really fast. How long can you last, Grim? Are you trying to make me come fast? Haha, no, I'm just teasing you. And now, I will be tasting you. Tap me on the head when you're close. Oh, shit. Now this is intense. Don't lose focus on the road. My teacher is giving me a blowjob right now. I thought she was a strict and professional woman when I first saw her. It shows what lies beneath the surface. Not yet. Now we can tap her on the head. Okay, I'm close to coming. Chokes. Ah, she's pushing it further down her throat. She's going faster. I thought she meant to stop when I tapped her. I'm gonna explode inside her. Ah! Shit! Gulp. That got my heart racing. You were swerving back there. Haha, I'm aware. I thought I could stay focused, but that last part was too much for me. You really know how to do that. Surprised? In a good way, yeah. Turn left up ahead. We're almost there. Okay, this is me. Thanks for the ride, Grim. Hey, so what now? I need to think straight about this when I'm sober. But let's keep it on Swiper for a bit longer. Act normally in class and we'll take it from there. Alright, see ya Monday. That just happened. Wow, that's fucking surreal. Hey, I'm back. How did it go? I don't want to joke with her. It went fine. She seemed okay when I dropped her off. I don't know how you did it. We spent the entire evening trying to calm her down, and you come in here and talk to her for 10 minutes and she's fine. She needed to hear a real version. She was probably making it worse imagining what people thought. The mind can be dangerous that way. Thank you, Grim. You did great. Oh, thanks, Bella. Crap, I meant Isabella. Bella is fine. What a weird Saturday night this must have been for you. It was unusual, but this is what you do for a friend, and it wasn't all bad. Would you like some wine? Sure. Is this one of your wine tasting nights too? No, tonight we're drinking a guilty pleasure kind of wine. How did your Hell Week party go? It ended early. Something happened. What happened? We went out for a while, and when we got back, someone had smashed the windows to the mansion and destroyed pretty much everything inside. What? You guys had a break-in too? Something like that, yeah. Did you call the police? That's what I said. Rusty was gonna call his dad first. Hey, did you know Rusty's a Burgmeister? Who doesn't? He's been using his name to get ahead since the first day he came here. That's very different from how the Royces behave, wouldn't you say, Jill? What? Crap. You're a Royce? You didn't know? Bella, that was meant to be a secret. How was your last name a secret? Everyone knows who you are. Grim doesn't. You shouldn't have told me that. You should have told me that was a secret, and why? Why is that a secret? Never mind. Hey, it's okay. There's no need to fight over this. So you're a Royce? That doesn't change anything. I mean, you live in a mansion. I already knew you had money. And I don't know anything about the Royces more than the R&B&R. We're not fighting, but you're right. Sorry, Bella. I'm sorry, too. So other than that, the night was pretty good. I'm a dick now, but I'm not sure if I can move into the mansion. I'm gonna go there tomorrow and see if I can help clean the place. Excuse me. Hello? Tybalt? Calm down. What's wrong? Uh-oh. There's a fire? Oh my god, is everyone okay? Uh-huh. What a relief. What about the upper floors? No, I don't care about my room. What about my piano? Oh no. Are you sure? Okay. Phew! What? Wait, who punched you? No, don't do that. Yes. Uh-huh. Of course. Yes, tomorrow. Great. Thank you. Bye. There was a fire at the mansion. What? Tybalt managed to put it out before it spread, but the sprinkler system started and ruined things on the first floor. Luckily, my piano and even my room are okay.
He lied his ass off, said there was a fire.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I don't know what I would do if my piano was ruined. Grim, did you punch Tybalt? Yeah, but he slapped me and called me bad names. Grim, you shouldn't have done that. He wants to press charges. Come on, he started it. Violence, is this really you, Grim? He's been a dick to me since day one, and it was reflex. If someone hits me, I hit them back. I would talk to him tomorrow. I'll try to make him change his mind. I'm getting into way too much trouble without even thinking about the consequences. I can't keep on doing this. This ends with Hell Week. The night just keeps on giving, doesn't it? It makes me wonder what's next. Haha. How about we turn off our phones and relax for the rest of the night? Sounds good to me. This week was rough. Hell Week's just crazy. College has been hard, but for all the wrong reasons. Hell Week is rough, yes. Wait, you did Hell Week? I believe I told you. No, I'm pretty sure you said you had only... You said you had... Hold on. No, I'm pretty sure you only said you had it when you went to college. Not that you did it. Bella, haha, you haven't told me this story. I've told you about my sorority, but not about Hell Week. It's not that great of a story, it's just college memories. What did you do? Anything wild? No, I... Forget that I brought it up.
Oh, it was wild.
Now I really want to hear about it. It looks to me like you want to talk about it. The story doesn't leave these four walls. Hey, I promise. Yeah, me too. Come on, Bella, once upon a time, now you go. Once upon a time, this isn't an old fairy tale. This happened like 18 years ago. Oof, that's a long time ago. Why does time move this fast? Stop stalling. Many years ago, some years ago, I was a freshman at Smith and Reading. It started as a general college education before I decided to major in English. Wow, she was gorgeous like that. This college had several fraternities and sororities. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's bigger than B&R. I was young and had moved pretty far to be there. I recognized some people from high school, but I was looking to make new friends. So, I pledged a sorority. There was a sorority called Omega Mu Gamma. Hold on. Like, oh my god? Ha 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 ha. Omega Mu Gamma. No, I think it's meant to be pronounced OMG. Oh my god, Bella, you were an OMG sister? Ha ha ha. Fine, don't hear the rest of the story. Don't be like that. I want to hear the rest. Oh my god. OMG, me too. Ha ha. Is this mockery coming from a boy who just joined a phallic fraternity? OMG, you're right. I'm sorry. OMG. Okay, I'm done. OMG. So, I joined the sorority. Whispers, she's going to say it again. Called Omega Mu Gamma. Look at their faces. It was a friendly sorority with plenty of sisters from a broad background. During my first week, it was Hell Week. Look at her. She's looking at the ass. I was mostly being bossed around by other sisters wearing silly outfits in public. Come weekend, there were drinking games involved. The college didn't allow hazing that included peer pressure or alcohol, but everyone still did it. It's futile to expect students to stop partying. Yet then you grow up and somehow you expect the next generation will be smarter. Sadly, it only seems to get worse. Or maybe that's the cynic in me talking. What was the most stupid thing you did? I got dared to tell a teacher that I loved him. No, you didn't. I did. I confessed to a random teacher that I had a crush on him, and I think I even loved him. What did he say? He told me he was married and quickly excused himself from the conversation. That must have been so embarrassing. Not as embarrassing as finding out during my second year that same teacher was teaching two of the courses I'd signed up for. Ha ha ha! OMG, Bella, did he remember you? Of course he remembered me. He avoided eye contact and was flustered during all of his lessons. Just thinking about it, it's like I'm reliving it. That's a fun story. For you, maybe. What about you, Jill? Me? You never did anything like Hell Week, right? No, I've been spared from that. I mean, I do go to some of the Alpha Nu Omega parties, but I don't participate in the actual hazing. Or spring break. I don't do spring break. Why? What do they do on spring break? Basically what everyone else does, move to the beach for a week and have outdoor parties. I would say that it sounds fun, but I've seen what they do for Hell Week. I wonder if they'll do spring break for this game. So I'm sure they found a way to make spring break suck. Haha, Grim, it's natural to enjoy different things. You're not like them. I'm a bit tired. It's been a long night. Yeah, it's getting late. Do you want to stay the night, Grim? I was thinking about heading back to campus, but I must admit that it sounds better to crash on your couch or something. I'll get you a blanket and pillows. Money? Yeah, so? You don't get why I'm pissed off right now? Would it have been better if I told you? Really? We both know how you work. It's like flipping a fucking switch between the settings, moody cunt, and raging dick. You! Why didn't you just ask us for it? Rusty would have paid the hots for the money we didn't spend on Pink Rose Girls. Paid the hots? It's not for the hots. It's for you. Not so loud. It's for me, but it's for you too, and for everyone else enjoying our lifestyle choice. Riona's been smoking for free, so we were short on cash this month. What? I know. Don't tell her I told you. I promised her. You don't have any more money to spend, and Rusty won't go for a sponsor role. Remember? Those were your words. On top of that, the Alphas stopped buying from me, too. The Alphas are buying from you? I thought you said they didn't. It doesn't matter. They aren't buying anymore. Doss stopped ordering birth control pills. Birth control pills? Yeah, there's some stuff in it that's good for muscle growth. Not that he will see it, because lately I've been selling him sugar pills to turn a bigger profit. Ah, and there you have it. That's why I needed the money. I thought I could get it from the preps. Did you? Only enough to come up short next month instead. Because of you, our maggot's big night was ruined. Because of you, our mansion is ruined. Wait, what? I thought we were closer than this, much closer. I've always been able to talk to you about everything. I'd even consider you a closer friend than Rusty at this point. I never expected you to go around my back. And I don't understand why you didn't tell me this up front when you knew you couldn't hide it later. I hope it was worth it, because you're not worth shit to me anymore. Tommy?
Tommy, no!
Such a crazy night. I'm a dick now. And another week, Maya and Josie may be hots. Maya. Josie. I don't know what to make of them. What they have right now feels so complicated, and I'm moving on. Really, I am. There are many other girls out there, like Jill, Sage, maybe some hots. Strippers, haha, yeah, all right.
You know,
girls on Swiper? I haven't checked Swiper in a while.
I've stayed at girlfriends' houses.
Yeah.
I've never just sat around the living room in my underwear.
Right. Go to bed. Oh, wow. Swiper actually available? Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, that's you. You swiped the options.
Okay. I'm seeking to connect with someone on a spiritual level. Spirits are our vital centers and flesh merely their vessels. Appearances aren't important to me, but I require that you're a vegan and have balanced chakras. No.
No.
Oh, I hit red.
No. Down is like, no. Up is yes.
Straightforward, daring, smart, likes art, science, and the human body. Dislikes smokers and liars. I'll try everything once. I'm looking for someone casual.
Okay.
All right.
Swipe right. That's up.
Yeah, I know. Something about your... No. Arius is, she's the town pump.
Yeah. I think every girl at the college is the town
pump. No, she's the town pump, and that's Daw in the picture. That would be funny as fuck if you got in a relationship with... It fucked Arius, though. Arius also has... crabs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See? You almost got me crabs. You forgot all about it.
They make shampoo for that. Chat. See? Talks to Kathy. That's...
okay. Just pictures. I don't know why I fiddled with the age settings, but you're clearly too young for me. I'm interested in your age settings, but I'm interested in why your age settings go all the way up to 32, or even higher. So, we gonna lie about our age?
Yeah, I guess so.
Very funny. I see that I meant to swipe up on a charmer. Sadly, it doesn't change the fact that you're 18. Only you can know what you're looking for. No. Would have made a difference because you would have made you a liar and I avoid those like the plague. I'm going to try to forget your age. Tell me something more about yourself.
I can't hardly see it.
Well, I'm looking... You share interest in science, depending on what you mean by that, or you share the interest either way.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which one we do.
Well, something casual. Slime on slime.
You want that one?
Well, that's what she's looking for, something casual.
Well, let's see. It's ambiguous interest for sure. It depends on my mood. What about art? Do you have zero interest in that?
Really?
Comes to art last time was middle school. I think my talents get stuck in that age as well.
Don't know.
Or this one, zero interest playing guitar. I mean, you have a talent.
Yeah.
Music is definitely art, although I didn't mean as art as painting, writing books, or poetry. Nah, stop stealing my lines, and sure, I can show you how to do it. Of course you'd say that. I believe I was half naked in one of those. And that was why I uploaded it. Prettify is pretty much ad space for yourself, so why not make the sale? I like your way of thinking. Okay, I've talked enough to you, make my decision. What's the verdict? I think I will keep my age setting like this for a while. Great. Maybe. I usually kick back with a few drinks at McAllen's bar. You're not 21. You managed to meet me there. I'll give you another shot. Hope to see you around, Grim. Oh, no.
You got to get to the bar at some point. Oh, is she not?
Are you a vegan?
No.
No, I fucking love meat. Start reading profiles. Burn in hell, you murderer. Yeah, we did it.
You got it. I mean, you could have lied.
No, I don't want to mess with her.
What? Kathy.
We already did. Okay, yeah, you can't do it. Yeah, you can't. No, you can't do any more of that.
Okay. Go to bed.
Did we win anything? Contacts, stats, massive dick, because we punched Tybalt. Got all these bios. Contacts. Oh, we got a message from Derek. So how'd it go with Kathy?
Be discreet.
Good, I think. I got her to calm down. I'm going to spend the night here. And what about Monday? It can go either way. I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
Same here. Nothing more you can do about it now. You did good. About tomorrow, I'm going to go back to the mansion. I think they need us. Same. I hope... Yeah, I'm coming too. If Rusty forces to leave like that. Yeah. That one. He was probably panicking. I don't think he meant anything by it. Chat tomorrow, brother. Time for D-Boy to get some shut-eye. Good night, brother. Quinn. Mr. Cole, you still awake? Yeah, I'm about to go to sleep. What's up? Just checking. Nothing more on your mind? Just want to say congrats for passing Hell Week, I guess. Not gonna start anything about it, but I miss you at the party, or the almost party, I should say. Then don't start a thing. I do apologies. I don't do apologies. I said I won't. I didn't ask for an apology. I just said I, like, should I do that or say I said I won't? Like, that sounds like something like a Bruce Wayne line.
I said I won't.
I'm off later. Yeah, it shouldn't be a big old thing. He's not gonna fucking grovel.
If
Quinn's not gonna listen to him.
Put a long thing, you took enough time to...
Yeah.
Don't fuck your shit up this time.
No, I'm not.
Find these random guys with masks that weren't there. I'm like, that has some LSD in it.
Nah, I should go to bed. Bell's bedroom, they're probably falling asleep.
Deep.
Nope, they're not asleep.
Stop. I feel like you get kicked out of the house if you
yeah.
do too much. You just built some trust with Isabel.
I know.
And
actually, we need to save and quit. I tell you what, not only is it late, but...
Save, and before we go...
We have to do the brawler to get money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do that.
Well, you can only do brawler during free roam. You can only get money during free roam.
Well, I was saying save, and then...
See?
Alright, so after you do this, save it, and then... Go look and do the keep looking and see what happens.
Oh, okay. I think it's already been too late. I don't think they're going to let you do it now.
We'll find out.
Well, I saved it, so. Let's see. We'll check it. No, you can't click on them anymore. That was done.
If we'd only known.
Well, you know. It's like that. This game is a lot like life. If you fuck up a choice, you can't go back and redo it. That's one thing I like about the game. Because it makes you want to play. You can play it again and get all kinds of different things that'll happen.
I mean, I kind of know how it would go in real life if you got caught just peeking in on them.
Kinda oh, yeah, I know.
Probably get your ass beat.
Oh, this is also how you earn money in the game. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I just don't like these kind of puzzles.
Not a big fan of them.
I'm not good at these. I remember they did one in Resident Evil 4 and I hated it. Yeah, that's fine. Must have been on the ball because I actually got this one. I think I do anyway. Hold on. I think I might have fucked it up, right? It's gotta be right there. Yep.
But the
I know.
Other one gotta be
on I know, there, I huh? know, it does. It's fine, we just we'll shit. And you can't really get that one. Thought we could, but it's like we can't. So yeah, because that has to be on the... You didn't win any money. Oh, you actually have to complete that in a certain amount of time or it ends. Wow. That's hard. So there's two ways you win money. You do those little slide puzzles.
Or the brawler.
Or the brawler. The brawler, at least you know you win money. Because I don't know about them slide puzzles. That's... I'm not that fast. I didn't know you had time.
I didn't know neither.
Shit, because I thought I would have had it in maybe another 10 minutes. But, since we didn't win any money, there's really no sense of continuing. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this another segment of being a dick. There wasn't a whole lot going on for sex.
I mean, if you're keeping up with the story, too,
yeah, it really built up. It really built up. I mean... We can definitely say that season 2 is more story-oriented than the first season. Well, I don't know, because there was a lot in the first, but
there was a lot in the first, but we've forgotten it because
yeah,
it's heated up a lot.
Yeah, it's heated up a lot.
With the female characters.
Just a lot of stuff, and I mean, of course, we've been trying to bang as many teachers and people as we can, so...
Everybody. Yeah. I mean, if in real life... We'd be shunned from the school, I feel.
Oh, man. Shit.
They'd burn us at the stake.
Oh, yeah. And I thank all of my MGTOW.TV and BitChute people that are watching this. You guys are awesome. We'll have more for you later. Don't worry. Being a dick will continue. All right. This is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out.
Later.